Good morning, and thank you for standing by. At this time, all participants are in a listen-only mode. After the presentation, we will conduct a question-and-answer session. To ask a question, please press the star 1 and record your name. Today's conference is being recorded. If you have any objections, you may disconnect at this time. I would like to introduce your host for today's conference, Mr. Terry Burbus. You may begin.
Thank you, Kathy. Well, good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, depending on where you're calling in from today. We appreciate you taking the time to join us. As Kathy mentioned, my name is Terry Burb. I'm the worldwide software evangelist for Tivoli Storage, specifically focusing here on Fastback. And we're happy you're with us today as we talk about some of the new capabilities and have a great announcement today on what we're doing with the Fastback family. We'll cover basically our sales information today. We will be scheduling a follow-on Tivoli Storage talk for early January, where we'll get into some more of the technical aspects of some of the changes that we'll see. And we will be on the road starting early in the first quarter doing storage sales academies around the world. We've got a number of them already scheduled. You'll see announcements coming out on those very shortly, and wrapping those all up with Pulse as we get down to the end of February in Las Vegas. So we'll have a lot more opportunities to talk to you about these new capabilities and what we're doing with the entire storage family coming up. So stay tuned. We'll get more information out to you. To kick things off this morning, I'd like to introduce Doug DuBois. He's our project lead for Fastback, and we'll let him tell you some of the things that are going on, and we'll follow on that with Don Dischinger, our worldwide sales executive for Tivoli Storage, and he'll take you through the details. Then we'll wrap up by coming back and doing some question and answers at the end. So with that, I'll turn things over to Doug.
Thanks, Terry. Appreciate it. Just want to make a couple comments before we get into the meat of the presentation and details today. About a little over a year ago, in the third quarter of last year, is when we announced our first Blue Wash version of the Files X code, and that's when TSM Fastback was born, if you will. Since that time, we've actually had about 4 releases of the code. We've delivered on environmental support, such as Microsoft and Veritas clustering. We delivered our phase 1 of our TSM integration. We established a try and buy. And we also did some of our initial performance and scalability support and expanded Windows support, et cetera. But during that time frame, since the initial Blue Wash, we've always had our eye on a number of items that we knew were going to consume a lot of development resources, but were very key to our progression with the Fastback product. And those items include, you know, expanding our platform support, also introducing some key functions that have significant mindshare in the marketplace today, and probably most important to a lot of our TSM customers that we continue to integrate TSM Fastback with TSM over time. Well, today we're there, and I'm happy to say that we've got Don Dischinger here to give us the details about what we're announcing today with TSM Fastback version 6.1. So with that, Don, I'll turn it to you.
Thank you, Doug. I'd like to announce today Tivoli Storage Manager Fastback version 6.1. So the announcement is actually today, Tuesday. The actual availability of the product will be Friday of this week, which will be the 18th of December. So announcement on the 15th today, availability on the 18th. And as usual, we're going to leave some time at the end of this call for question and answers, so save up your answer or questions if you have them. But I'm going to really take you through probably the next 20 minutes or so, just a high-level overview of what's in Fastback version 6.1. I'll also mention a little bit about Fastback, about some enhancements to CDP for files. You may have heard some things about this over the last few months, but I'll get into a little detail on that as well. So if you would please go to slide number 2. Fastback version 6.1 continues on our mission of providing block-level, incremental forever backup and protection for operating systems such as Windows. What we're adding in this announcement is support for Linux. So what you'll see is, and I'll get into the details in a bit, specific versions of Linux operating systems will be supported as clients to the Fastback server. In addition to that, as Fastback provides near-instant restore of Windows data, we're going to be adding Linux to that capability as well. We're starting off with the ability to perform a mount and recovery of specific data, and then we'll follow that up with the instant restore feature, which has been very popular in Windows as well. Thirdly, data deduplication has been a tremendous hot button in the market for probably 18 months now. We're adding deduplication into the Fastback server. This is target-side deduplication, and I'll go through some details on what that represents as well. Again, some very, very large announcements for us and things that we've been wanting to deliver, as Doug had mentioned, for some time now. As you know, if you followed Fastback, it has the ability to do selective replication of data from one server over the WAN to another Fastback server. It does provide some comprehensive reporting, leveraging Tivoli Common Reporting. One thing we're adding now is some tighter integration with Tivoli Storage Manager. We can't get this integration in fast enough. It's something our customers want and demand. We had integration initially with a wizard that was shipped with TSM version 6 Windows client that allowed you to configure the two sides, to basically allowed Fastback and TSM to work together. But it was a wizard that was being used. What we're doing now is enhancing that through an administrative console, and I'll take you through some details on that. And then last but not least, TSM is going to extend administration capabilities to a product that was known as CDP for Files. What we're doing here is we're rebranding CDP for Files as TSM Fastback for Workstations. The product basically remains the same functionally, but we're adding some significant administrative capabilities, and I'll talk about that in some detail as well. Please go to slide 3. The use cases for Fastback really remain the same as they were. In the data center, we can improve availability for critical application servers. What we're doing now, though, is extending that beyond the Windows space and into Linux. So what we find is that Linux and Windows represent a lot of what some of our mid-market customers like. It's also a requirement for some other servers, including VMware hosting servers. Comprehensive data protection for mid-sized businesses is another key use area for Fastback. Here again, we find customers that are predominantly Windows but might have Linux file servers sitting in some of these mid-sized data centers or remote sites. So Linux support was critical for us. Then again, Fastback is obviously very strong at providing a DR type of implementation for consolidating and providing automatic backup for remote offices. And then lastly, what we found in 2009 is that we had a lot of managed service providers who were viewing Fastback as a unique offering in this space for remote office, remote access of data. And they are looking at Fastback to provide a premium offering for their customers. So managed service providers will now benefit from the addition of things like Linux support and also the TSM integration and deduplication. Some of our optional capabilities, bare machine recovery is an add-on to Fastback. Right now, we're not adding bare machine recovery for Linux. That would be added early next year as we're able to get that fully tested and get the code out to you. Microsoft Exchange support remains the same. We are offering TSM Fastback for Exchange in version 6.1. And then, obviously, the laptop and desktop area of the business is going to be covered by the new rebranded TSM Fastback for Workstations. And I'll show you a picture at the end of this deck that talks about a way to sell this, which is unified recovery, management and recovery from one console. So go on to the next slide. Actually, if you could skip past the next three slides, I'd like you to forward to slide number 7, which is TSM, Tilly Storage Manager Fastback. It's the detailed information. I will go back and talk about Fastback for Workstations at the end of this presentation. So what's the detail on what we're providing in 6.1? Well, if you go to slide 8, let's start with data deduplication. What we're delivering with 6.1 is target-side data deduplication. So what that means is that the data will be deduplicated on the Fastback server repository itself after it's been transferred or backed up from the individual clients. This is post-processing, and it's designed to have low impact on the backup operation. So it's very, very much very similar to the way deduplication on TSM is designed. So it's basically deduplication of the repository itself after the data has been moved in. And again, the whole purpose of this is to provide some additional relief in the amount of data that these Fastback servers require to store all of the blocks of information. We're also going to provide some usage information to customers to help them understand just how much deduplication they're receiving. I can tell you from some of the initial tests that we've done is that the deduplication is somewhere on the order of 2-to-1, and that's because Fastback is already doing a fantastic job of data reduction at the block level prior to any kind of deduplication efforts downstream. So we're really looking at perhaps about a 2-to-1 deduplication. And this is really being done primarily on duplicated data. Where do we see duplicated blocks in the Fastback server? Well, we often see it at the operating system volume. We sometimes see duplicate blocks if specific servers are storing duplicate attachments or data of that type. So that's what you would typically expect to receive. What we plan to do is follow up this announcement with some additional capabilities next year, where we will be able to continue to deduplicate that data over the wide area network back to a data center. So watch this space for information on that. On slide 9, this is another key area we've enhanced, multi-platform support. So we recognized for some time that Linux was the next operating system platform that we wanted to support with Fastback. And what we're adding is two specific Linux versions that we will support with 6.1. It's basically going to be SUSE Linux and also Red Hat Enterprise. But what you'll get right now with version 6.1 is block-level protection, and you will get file-level and volume-level recovery. As I mentioned earlier, the instant restore capability, where you're actually able to bring up the operating system or the application without recovering the data, that's going to be added shortly in 2010, as is the Linux BMR capability. And we'll also be releasing a new try-and-buy version of Fastback at 6.1, and that will also be early next year. So we wanted to get the Linux capability and support out there for our sellers so that they could sell this solution to customers who have that Linux requirement and not be shut out of the opportunity. And we'll add these additional features to Fastback as time permits early next year. The last thing I want to mention is that this Linux support is for the Fastback client only. We're not supporting Fastback server on Linux at this time, although we've logged this as a requirement from from our customers. We hope to get to that at some point, but right now this is to satisfy the backup of the Linux clients or the customer's application servers. As I'd mentioned, you can look at the details on which specific versions of Red Hat and SUSE are supported here. It's Red Hat 5 and SUSE 10. As with Linux, there are very specific kernel levels that have been tested and supported and are supported. And then you can operate multiple file systems on these Linux versions. So we're supporting ext3 and ext2 in content aware mode. That's the default operating default file system, I believe, in Linux. We're also going to support Riser file system in non-content aware mode. So that's the Linux announcement. If you would move on to slide 10.
Don, if I could interrupt just a quick second.
Yes.
Seems like we have an issue with some of the business partners being able to get access to the presentation at the present time. We're working on it. Worst case, we will have it for you after the event, where you'll be able to download it. We just had some issues, I think, propagating through the file system to get it posted. It was just done this morning. So bear with us, business partners, and we'll get you some updated information here shortly. Thanks, Don.
Thank you, Terry. Sorry about that snag with the link to the deck. I'll try and be as descriptive as I can as I proceed through the rest of the material. On slide 10, we talk about tighter integration with TSM. And I like to talk about integration in three steps. When TSM version 6 came out in March of this year, we provided this GUI, this wizard that would enable you to configure the operation of Fastback and TSM to help them work together. And that was really the first phase of integration. What we're seeing now in this announcement is what I'd like to call the second phase of integration, where we actually have management integration from TSM to Fastback. And in fact, we have it to Fastback for workstations as well. And what this allows you to do is similar things that the wizard would let you do. We can now let you do this interactively with the Fastback server from the TSM administration center. So this is very important to be able to manage Fastback from a TSM perspective. Now, you don't need to have TSM server installed. You just need to have the admin center or the ISC, as it's known, installed to manage the Fastback servers. And really what it lets you do is configure policies for both TSM and Fastback. Really lets you configure what it is you want to back up on the Fastback side, when to perform the backups, and how long to retain the backup data on the TSM server. So those are the primary functions that this interface will allow you to do. In addition, you'll be able to launch the Fastback Manager admin from the TSM admin console. So the second thing we're allowing you to do is to launch Fastback so you can administer any Fastback server from the TSM side. And this will give you an easier way to manage multiple sites, multiple Fastback servers from a TSM perspective. And again, you'll be able to see a variety of Fastback servers. If you have more than one installed, you'll be able to see them from the admin center. The last thing I want to mention is on slide 12 is some detail on setting up policies from the ISC, and you'll actually see a screenshot of what this looks like. So that really provides you the detail of the three main components that we're announcing today. It's Linux support for two different flavors of Linux, deduplication at the TSM Fastback server, and tighter integration with TSM, the ability to manage Fastback from the TSM admin center. If you go forward now to slide 13, I'm going to shift gears a little bit and talk about this rebranding of CDP for Files as Fastback for Workstations version 6.1. So if you go on to slide 14, most people who were familiar with CDP for Files knew that it provided very nice protection for laptops and desktops. Really, it was designed for devices that were not continuously connected to a local area network. And it does a very nice job of waking up and protecting these devices and sending data to a protected share or to another location on a regular basis when that device is connected. But one of the drawbacks, I think, that CDP for Files had experienced within our larger environments, we had a number of large customers who wanted to use this product but had difficulty managing hundreds, if not thousands, of these mobile devices, and they wanted a central place to manage it from. And that's what we're introducing here, is that the product itself, CDP for Files, although its name is changing to Fastback for Workstations, the product itself remains the same. But what we're adding is something very significant, which is the ability to manage this new product from the TSM Admin Center as well. So now you've got the ability to manage not only TSM, but TSM Fastback and TSM Fastback for Workstations from a single location. If you go to slide 15, you'll see some detail of what this, or a snapshot of what this Admin Center really looks like. But what we have here is the ability to really see all of the client information on every client that's running Fastback for Workstations, and then take actions on specific clients to be able to force backups, push configuration information down, view log files and alerts, and so on and so forth. So again, very, very strong support for administration of this Fastback for Workstations into TSM. If you go on to slide 16, this slide you've probably seen before in other material, but really what this is a picture of our end-to-end management of data. And over on the left-hand side, you see these laptops and desktops that would be managed by Fastback for Workstations. Then as you move toward the right, you see remote offices that can be managed by Fastback. As you move further to the right, we enter into the data center where you might have a combination of Fastback as well as TSM managing data for traditional requirements as well as critical needs and critical servers. And then over to the right side, you see the DR site. And what this slide is really meant to, the message we're trying to drive here is that all of these products now are part of what IBM calls unified recovery management. And we are selling this solution suite to the customer and talking about the ability to manage all of these separate components from one location, from the TSM Administration Center. So this message has been very strongly, basically it's been very well received. And it's a strong message to our customers that we're serious about integration of our products and management of our products. So I've gotten very good feedback, not only from our sellers in a number of the different IoTs, but also from customers. That's pretty much the presentation I wanted to deliver today. If you go to slide 17, we have links to additional information if you'd like to look for that, both within and inside and outside IBM. I would like to mention one final item, and that's for our internal sales force. We still have a second half sales incentive for Fastback. It will be running through the end of December. So for those of you who are looking to take advantage of the incentive, you can sell Fastback, and you can also include Fastback with TSM, which we've been very successful at doing, and take advantage of that. That's really all I had for today, and what we're going to do now is we're going to open up for question and answers, and I'll turn it back over to our operator, Kathy, to do that.
All right, thank you. At this time, we are ready to begin a question and answer session. If you would like to ask a question, please press star 1 and record your name. To withdraw your question, press star 2. Once again, press star 1 and record your name if you have a question. One moment. Our first question comes from David Hart.
Hey, Don. Great job on this. Real quick question, just generally on the pricing, and I assume we can order all these things. Fastback for workstations, have we kept the pricing the same or been more aggressive?
Yes, that's a good question. I believe everything has remained the same, including the pricing. I will double-check on that for you, but I don't know of any pricing or fundamental changes to Fastback for workstations. It's really just a name change and an addition of the management capability.
Don, the deck that we've been previewing on this does have the price for the bundled version 25-pack of Fastback for workstations to be right at the same price that it has been in the past. So, yeah.
Great. Thanks, Terry.
Thanks.
Great. Next question is from Bart Scalise.
Good day. My name is Bart Scalise from Tivoli here in Belgium. I have a question on the Fastback deduplication on the server side and the impact it will produce from an overall storage volume perspective related to the replication into the data center itself. Do we have any view on the gain that one could expect on the deduplication used within the Fastback server prior to conducting the replication into the data center? In other words, what is the, on average, dedup percentage one could expect?
Hi, Bart. Yes. So initially what development has seen, and these are not formal numbers, these are just some preliminary numbers, but we've seen a 2-to-1 reduction or deduplication on average of the Fastback repository. So that's what we've seen up till now. We plan to do more formal testing in the first half of next year and then perhaps even publish some of this information. And I think, I'd mentioned earlier, the area we're seeing most of this deduplication is really where we have multiple clients and we're backing up the operating system volumes, which is obviously a lot of duplicate data. So we're seeing a lot of benefit there, but we're also seeing it wherever there might be duplicate blocks. But as you can see, a 2-to-1 reduction is not what some of our competitors are announcing in their products or touting. And the reason is that Fastback's already very, very efficient at reducing data and reducing the amount of duplicate blocks that are being backed up. So it wasn't a surprise to us, but obviously customers want to eliminate duplicate data wherever it exists, and we knew that we needed to include a deduplication feature into Fastback. So does that answer your question?
Yes, that is far sufficient. Thank you. I have another one regarding built-in selective replication. Does that have an impact whether you have deduplication active or not?
Yes, it does. And right now, you can deduplicate the data on the Fastback server, but we don't have the ability to send that deduplicated data over the wide area network to the Fastback DR server yet. That will be coming early next year in another release of Fastback. So please watch this space for that. We wanted to get the first phase of deduplication out, but we recognize that the second phase is critical to solve our customers' problems, which really is one of limited bandwidth. So we'll be coming out with that in the first half of next year.
Okay, but to be perfectly clear on that, that means that if you want to replicate, you will have to store into the Fastback server a non-deduplicated volume. Is that correct?
That's correct. The data would have to be reduplicated before the transmission over the wide area network. Today.
Okay, so that's an automated process. It's not that you need to store it twice, once in a deduplicated volume and then in a non-deduplicated volume in order to be able to replicate.
Terry, I'm not sure I know the answer to that question. Would you know that answer?
My understanding is that it would be reduplicated or put back to its normal state prior to doing the wide area transmission, in that since it is requesting that the snapshot, if you would, of this entire volume be sent across the wide area, it would pull those blocks as it's needed, basically with the pointers like we've talked about in deduplication, where I've got pointers to multiple blocks. The pointers are still there, so when we do the replication, those blocks would be sent across. You would not need to store it twice to have it in both deduplicated and deduplicated. So it would defeat the purpose of actually having to do it. So from the perspective of the replication, you don't have to have two stores. The data that goes across the wire would be in non-deduplicated format to the repository site.
Okay. Okay, and just one last thing on the deduplication. Is that open to any type of backup I do within FASTDAC, meaning can I activate the deduplication feature on both scheduled, frequent, or continuous backup?
Yeah, so the deduplication happens at the repository level, so everything in the repository would be deduplicated regardless of how it is delivered there.
Okay, thank you.
So these are some good areas to expand upon, and we will be doing that in our technical storage talk in January.
Very well, thanks.
All right, our next question is from William Mansfield.
Good morning. I have two questions. The first is the deduplication of the repository, is that inline or post-process?
Hi, Bill. It's post-process, very similar to the way TSM works.
Okay, that's fine. And the second is TSM Fastback for workstations. I see that it can use a Fastback server as a repository, just like it can use a TSM server through the TSM client integration. So just to be clear, the TSM Fastback for workstations client can send data directly to a Fastback server?
Yes, but it's probably not what you're thinking. The use of that is simply by setting up a file share on the Fastback server and sending the data there. There's no integration between Fastback for workstations and Fastback itself to manage data internally.
Okay, yeah, that is kind of what I was thinking. Thanks much.
Okay, thanks, Bill.
Next question is from David Wyatt.
Oh, hey, Don, how you doing?
Dave?
Well, I think I actually got all my questions answered associated with deduplication. Those were several questions that I had on it, so I think I'm all set. Also, you know, good announcements. I really like the list of features and functions that were added to this. So, good job.
Okay. Thanks, Dave. Appreciate it.
Next question is from Paul Myers.
Hi, Don. Just wondering if with the deduplication, the sort of best practice limits that we've been working with are going to be different at all. I guess from the previous question, we have to reduplicate to replicate, so maybe not. But just wondering, can we fit more data into the repository? Are there any other changes on performance and scalability?
So that's a great question. Initially, we're leaving all of our sizing and performance recommendations the same. So we're not changing anything there. This is really a first step in our ability to change these down the road. We have a lot of performance enhancements that we're planning to do in 2010 with Fastback that will ultimately change some of the sizing and performance recommendations we make for our solutions and for customers. But right now we're leaving everything the same. Because really, Fastback still needs the space to perform the cleanup, if you will. And again, once we have a better handle from our testing on what the impact is to space requirements and operational requirements, we'll get some new sizing out to you. But most of that change is going to happen a little bit later in 2010 as we deliver some additional scalability function.
Okay, thanks, Tom.
Thanks.
question is from Alex Rivera.
Hey, Don. Great job.
Alex?
Question I've got, well, first off, is as Fastback's one of its strengths is bare machine recovery. I know it's probably not on the roadmap, but now that CDP for files on the desktop's been renamed Fastback for workstations, do you foresee in the roadmap at any point having BMR for individual desktops, almost like a quick image load and reload for PCs?
Not that I've seen, Alex. I haven't seen us entering into that space. Obviously, things change, from time to time, but we're right now, from a Fastback perspective, focused just on getting the Linux BMR out the door. We had hoped to ship it with this announcement, but we were unable to. So we'll see that in the first half of next year. But I'm not aware of any BMR capabilities to be delivered with Fastback for workstations on top of that.
Okay, and thanks for that. And the second question is, obviously, CDP for files, which I use on my computer, is file-based, to my knowledge. Fastback is block level. Any plans for Fastback for workstations to eventually be block level? Is there a need for that at all or no?
There have been customers who have asked for that capability. It's primarily when they're going directly over the wide area network to some other location. But if you send it or you stage it to Fastback server first, and then let Fastback deduplicate the data, it's probably less of a requirement. But right now, there's no intention or no design to have CDP for files or Fastback for workstations, as it's now called, be a block level product. It will remain a file level product at the moment, as Fastback will remain a block level product.
Okay. Thanks for the answers.
Sure.
The next question is from Al Koenig.
I already have my question answered. Thank you.
Okay. Thanks, Al.
All right. Next question is from Jose Valencia.
Hi there.
Hi, Jose.
I was thinking, what is going to be the integration between the duplication in the Fastback repository and the TSM repository? I mean, are we going to have any issues there? What if clients come to us asking us if their information is going to be duplicated two times? How is it going to work?
Okay, so that's a great question. Probably something we're going to address in January in more detail. But I can tell you that you need to, whenever you talk about deduplication, IBM has now introduced deduplication in a number of different areas. We've got it on the TSM server. We've got it on the Fastback server. We have it in Protect tier. You really have to think ahead of time where you want to deduplicate the data and what business problem you're trying to solve, because you can't deduplicate twice. And in some cases, you have to reduplicate or rehydrate the data when you're moving it from one point to another. So it's more of an architecture discussion. There's nothing within TSM or Fastback that's going to magically determine that you're already sending deduplicated data and accommodate for that in another deduplicated process. So I think it's probably what you're referring to. But we'll probably continue to have to advise our customers how they want to design their deduplication and what problems they're trying to solve, which is a good opportunity for us, I think.
Okay. And what about the deduplication capabilities of the Fastback and TSM? Which one is better? I mean, I know you're releasing the Fastback right now, but I would like to know in terms of which one is going to be compressing better the data.
Well, because Fastback is at the block level, let me start off by saying that the underlying technology that was used in Fastback deduplication, they basically used TSM dedupe, the underlying technology, when they implemented Fastback. So the mechanisms are very much the same. Now, you're going to find that the deduplication you get in Fastback is less than in TSM, and that's because with TSM, we're deduplicating files, and there's a lot more duplicated blocks and chunks of data in TSM files than you would find in a Fastback repository, because Fastback's already doing that, really. So although the underlying technology is the same on both sides, you're going to see that TSM is deduplicating more data because it has more duplicated data in its storage pool to begin with.
I see. Thank you.
Don, if I might here just for a second, this is back to a critical understanding that we need to make sure we're communicating to customers that deduplication is only one element of an overall data reduction strategy. And when we start doing comparisons, they need to be done at the how much data are you having to store level versus how much compression or how much reduction can be done with one individual element within that strategy. Just as Don has been alluding to here, Fastback is already having a smaller repository than TSM strictly because of the difference between a block level and file level. TSM is already having a smaller repository than many of the competitors because we have that incremental forever capability of not having to have multiple full backups in a repository. So it really does lead us and behoove us to spend the time talking about a data reduction strategy in which deduplication is one of several elements that help us have a smaller amount of data that has to be managed on an ongoing environment. So we need to have that full discussion with them and not get caught up in 500 to 1, 25 to 1, 2 to 1 type numbers of what deduplication all by itself can be.
Okay, thanks.
Good point, Terry. The way I like to describe this is that, you know, if you're driving very high deduplication numbers by deduplicating data, it means that you've got a bigger mess to clean up. And I don't think it's anybody's intention to create a big mess to begin with. So we like to focus on data reduction because we like to think that our products are better at preventing the mess in the first place.
I see. Perfect. Thanks a lot.
Sure.
Next question is from Sergey Gadet.
Hi. Though my initial answers are questions that all been answered, I came up with one more. Is there any chance that the TSM Fastback suite might be added as an extension to the monitoring and reporting tool so that we can monitor or address those issues of reporting centrally for an environment that may or may not have both products?
Gary, I think maybe I'll let you handle this one, and maybe I'll add to it.
Okay. The monitoring for Fastback, we haven't really looked into any details at this point. What we will be looking at that going forward, much like we have done in TSM 6.1, where we have added the TSM monitoring there that feeds into our normal service level service management portfolio. That integration is in place. We haven't looked at that particularly yet at Fastback. It is something we can look at in the future. From a reporting perspective, we are leveraging the capabilities of the same environment, the BERT reporting, the Tivoli Common Reporting capabilities. Those we now have in Fastback, and we'll continue to enhance that with the initial release that was limited to the server in question, in that we were doing reporting on single server. We do have in the roadmap that we will expand that and provide more consolidated reporting between TSM and TSM Fastback and give us a wider breadth of being able to see multiple environments. That would be the next step. And then, of course, further down the line, yes, we'd like to see where we could bring that into the overall service level, service management platforms for integrated reporting. That's something that still has to be investigated and seeing what the benefits there are for the market opportunity to provide that. And we'll certainly be looking at it to see whether we might go to that next step. But I think our more common step that we'll get to next will be in the area of being able to report on multiple Fastback servers as well as integrating that into the reporting with the TSM servers. That makes a great integration point for TSM and Fastback, and that's something we'll certainly be planning on as we go forward. I wouldn't even want to propagate out any kind of idea of when that would be, but it is definitely something we're looking at. The monitoring, that's something we'll have to look at again a little bit later in the future. We don't have anything on that in the plan right at the moment.
Yeah, thanks, Terry. I think only thing I'd like to add to that is that, as you can see, we have a whole boatload of things that we'd really like to accomplish with Fastback. It's an exciting technology. We're picking them off, the highest ones, the most important ones, off first, which is why we added Linux support and dedupe in this announcement, and the TSM integration as well. But we'll get to some of these other items as time goes forward, because we recognize that the customers want to use this, and it's a powerful tool for them, and they want it to operate just like all the other tools they have from the Tivoli suite. So we'll get to it as soon as we can.
Is there like a point of contact that I can refer to inquire further about either the status of the monitoring and reporting advancements, or to communicate further to either give ideas as to how it'd be better improved, or because the way I understand it is right now this product is so-called as is. It's added or offered like free of charge, like an add-on to the product itself, and as such does not get the support that is warranted for the customer base. It's a difficult tool to integrate as provided.
Yes.
And to customize for the customer's need too.
Yeah. So any requirements for the product, you know, there's a what we call a FITS process, obviously, that we can enter product requirements in for, and of course those are reviewed by the development team, but primarily by Tom O'Brien. So Tom O'Brien's the product manager that's managing what we're doing here, along with development and what's going into the product. So he would be your point of contact, but I would probably make sure that we've put in a FITS requirement or entry formally before we do that.
Great, thank you.
Okay, thanks.
Okay, next question is from Bob Kelly.
Hi, Don. Great job. My question got answered, but I just want to say that congratulations to you and the team. This is I'm really looking forward to this release because there, as you know, have been a number of deals that one or more of these items have slowed down or put the deal on hold, and so this is going to be really nice moving forward. So thank you very much.
Thanks, Bob. I appreciate it. Yeah, there's always what I call showstoppers that keep you from progressing or selling an opportunity. And you know, platform support is one that stops you dead in your tracks. If a customer has Linux and you don't support it, you're kind of in a jam. So we're very happy to have this support, and we're also happy to have deduplication. Because it diffuses some of the hype around dedupe, I think, and gets people to focus on really what the true benefit of Fastback is, which is very fast recovery. So.
Oh yeah, against Avamar and dedupe, but that's so now we've got a response to that. That's just a perfect counter. And the Linux piece is another one. I know, you know, that there are a number of deals that Linux was one of the challenges that we were trying to overcome. So this is just really good news.
Yep, great. Thanks. I appreciate your comments.
All right, next question is from Jit Pal.
Hey, Don. I have just a question regarding two questions. One is sizing of the Fastback server. Is there any change in the sizing? For example, it was told that 20 terabyte of total storage it can handle at a time. So if you want another, if you wanted to back up more, you have to have another Fastback server. So is there any change in the sizing model of this?
Yes. So not at this time, no. There's no change to our sizings. That will come probably later in the year, next year, when we address some of the other scalability issues. We've got probably five or six of them on our list to tackle, and when we've done that, then we'll revise our sizing requirements downward, I suspect, significantly. So that's still work that needs to be done, and right now we're targeting the second half of next year to get that done.
Okay, great. And follow-up question about the dedupe. this dedupe, does it work with the instance restore or as is? Means, is there any performance degradation or any performance problems there with the dedupe and instance restore?
There should be no. There are no limitations to using deduplication and instant restore together. We don't have performance metrics to suggest what what the performance impact is, but it has been tested, and nothing was mentioned on performance degradation. So at this point, I'll say that there's probably minimal impact in performance, but we'll get some performance metrics out probably in the first half of next year to confirm that.
Okay, great. Just one more follow-up. That is dedupe and replication. So do we replicate the dedupe data or do we rehydrate the data? That is one. And second is dedupe default or we can choose it whether we want or not on the fastback server?
Okay, great question. So right now we do not replicate the deduplicated data. We have to reconstruct it. That's going to be addressed next year. At least that's the plan. And the second question is, do we have to deduplicate the data? I believe that's an option. Terry, correct me if I'm wrong.
That's correct. It's just like all the other options in the Fastback Server Manager, it's just a checkbox that you turn on for the server.
Great. Is there any additional requirement for dedupe, like CPU, RAM, or any specification?
At this point, until we get some of the additional scalability issues addressed in development, I suspect that you're going to have to allot a certain amount of time to run the process that runs the deduplication, just like with TSM. Because it's post-process, you're going to have to run that at a scheduled time. So right now, no, there's nothing except allotting that additional time to run that process.
The big thing there is you want to make sure you're not doing deduplication while you're doing cleanup, those kinds of things.
Okay.
It's a scheduling issue. You don't schedule the cleanup to be run in the middle of the afternoon at month end, for example. You know, same thing with deduplication. We're going to want to make sure that's done to run that process in some of your off periods. You're doing your backups overnight, so maybe you schedule the deduplication to be run during the middle of the day unless you've got multiple snapshots for the hour. Again, it becomes a design issue, looking at what you're trying to protect, how you're trying to protect it, and finding the time slice to where you do that deduplication accordingly.
Okay. Perfect. Thank you, Don. Thank you, Terry.
Thanks.
Next question from David Hart.
Hey, Don. Dave Hart. I just thought I'd close out the question I asked earlier. The part number is loaded in the SQO system, and the target price is less than $1,000 for 25 clients, so still under $40 a client. Looks like it's got next year's price increase in it, but it is out there ready to be ordered.
Okay. Thanks for the confirmation, Dave.
Next question is from Bob Rulis.
Hey, listen, Doug, Terry, and Don, thank you very much. Excellent presentation and all of you, excellent questions that you've had. And I just want to thank the development team for getting this announcement out and on target and on time is very key to the success as we continue to drive the sales. And that was just a comment that I had to add in there. Thank you all very much.
Thanks, Bob. Appreciate the comments. Been a long road, so I'm glad we were able to deliver this. Again, it's unusual to make an announcement this late in the quarter, but given the fact that this could potentially affect fourth quarter sales and help us close some deals, it was important for us to do that. So that's why we decided to go ahead. So thanks
Yeah, totally agree. Thank you.
Okay, we have a question from Michael Guzzleman.
Yes, I was wondering, with the Linux client support now, can we back up the VMware volumes as TSM would through the ESX Service Console?
So, Terry, I'll let you handle that.
I figured that one was coming my way. At this time, we're treating that just like we do in the current environment, in that we are protecting at a block level. We're going to take the snapshot of what the volume looks like, where those VMware volumes reside. So there's no real change there as we've done in the past. The since we don't have the Hyper-V stuff over on the Linux side, we're not going to be able to do some of the capabilities that we've been able to do in protecting an entire ESX server or like we can the Hyper-V server with a single VFS snapshot. So that capability will not exist over in the Linux side. We'll have to do that just like we normally do and do the quiescing accordingly. We're not doing anything different than we have been in the past.
Okay, thank you.
Do we have a lot more questions? I think we'll probably try and take a couple more. We're at the top of the hour, and I think we're pretty much out of time.
That was our last question, sir.
The perfect timing, where it's at the top of the hour exactly. Okay, thanks. So I think at this point I want to thank everybody for attending. A lot of great questions. We will be following up in January with some more details on the technical side of how some of this stuff works. But I want to thank you again today for dialing in and listening to us, and go ahead and be successful selling Fastback and Fastback for Workstations, and good luck with the ending and wrapping up of the fourth quarter. Thanks, everyone.